Welcome to Loving Yourself Fit Podcast, where we talk about fitness, motivation, inspiration, self-love, loving those workouts, loving those healthy foods, loving yourself through the process, loving yourself fit. I'm Megan Hasham. Let's go. Welcome to Loving Yourself Fit Podcast. I'm Megan Hasham, and today I'm joined by my husband, Will.
Hi there.
So this is a bit of a different show. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here.
I know, right? So we're going to be talking... What are we going to be talking?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, we're going to be...
I'm ready to talk.
Yeah, so. He said he'd talk about anything, so yeah. We've got him here. We're talking kind of relationship... No, that sounds wrong. Like fitness and accountability in a relationship, right? So with your significant other, mm-hmm. having that kind of accountability mm-hmm. and working out together mm-hmm. or working out and having goals together. So we're kind of talking all that stuff, right?
Sure, yeah.
You up for that?
I am.
Okay, great. Okay, so where should we start? Basically, we've always been into fitness. We love it.
Yep.
I mean, it's like a passion of ours. It's a hobby. It's a lifestyle. It's all that stuff. And, you know, we go in ebbs and flows. We have our seasons and all that stuff. But I think, like, quite a few times we've been there for each other to kind of like, okay, let's do this. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the gym or mm-hmm. let's eat healthy or
right.
let's do the thing, right?
Right.
And I think that's like a really cool thing.
It is. It does. And it kind of motivates you, right?
Yeah.
And it puts you in a, let's say, more of a steady program, right?
Yeah.
Because as you said, we hold each other accountable and it makes it more fun. You know what I mean? It's like you have a goal at the end.
Yeah, and you have a goal together, kind of.
Right.
Even if it's a different goal,
true.
I think.
Yeah.
Because we have very different goals. Mm-hmm. Like, our fitness goals are not the same. So I think you don't have to think, oh, my partner wants to get to be this muscular man and I want to lose 30 pounds. It's
right.
okay. You can still work on those different goals together.
Right. Which we do,
in
right?
its own way. Yeah, we
That's
have
right.
very different goals
yeah.
right now, especially. Mm-hmm. We have mm-hmm. different goals.
Right.
We eat differently. I mean, we eat the same thing, but different kind of makeup. So I think a lot of women tell me, oh, well, I have to cook totally different things for mm-hmm. my family and me. But I think you can cook kind of the same thing. You just kind of, I give you a lot more than I would eat, or I add some carbs to his that I might not be eating.
Correct.
Or
yeah.
whatever.
And I think it kind of, it works best if the both of you are working on it together, because mm-hmm. You get to also start your day right. Like, I notice
yeah.
every time we start this program, we start off with our green juice in the morning,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's always that. So it kind of kicks your day in a very positive way.
Yeah.
And you feel bad, let's say, screwing that up. Right.
Yeah.
So you're like, you know what? I started with my healthy green juice. I got my first meal. I got my snack. I got my second meal. Now it's time to work out. Right. So it kind of forces you to regulate your schedule and include your workout in there. Right.
Yeah.
So your meals are all, there's regulation to when you have your meals, and you got your workout set at nighttime, let's say.
Yeah, and I think being together on it really helps. Like the other day, our kids, they wanted Taco Bell. And
right.
I was like, you know what? I'm ordering them Taco Bell. That's cool, but I'm with you. We are on the plan. We
right.
are eating chicken breasts and
right.
broccoli and
yeah.
all our beautiful healthy foods.
True.
And just like the workouts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have a huge trouble finding time to work out, like
yeah.
most people, right? We have two kids, so it's busy, busy, busy all
mm-hmm.
the time.
Mm-hmm.
And what have we been doing lately? I mean, we built our own like home gym, so we had no excuses, but there was still the time excuse. So what we do is we put our youngest to bed
mm-hmm.
and we're like, okay, we're going to work out.
Right.
And that's all there is to it. We
right.
are working out no matter how much we think we have. You know, we have all our work, we have all the stuff we have to do, housework, cooking.
Yeah, we can always spare that 1 hour, right?
Even if you feel like you can't, if you're together on
mm-hmm.
it, I feel like you're like, no, we're going to go do that.
Right, right. And it kind of, once again, you know, like if one person feels like going and the other person doesn't
mm-hmm.
feel like going, then it does change your mind because you're like, you know what? Well, she's there. I
yeah.
better go, right?
Exactly.
And it
yeah.
does get me down to the gym.
Yeah, because I'll be like, okay, are you working out? And if you didn't feel like it or vice versa, sometimes it's kind of like, okay, I'll go.
Right.
Even if I'm not really feeling it.
And you're like, come on, we got to do this, right?
And so, sometimes that's all you need. You just need that kind of push, and then you feel better after you've done it, right?
That's right.
Usually.
That's right. And usually, you know, and sometimes if I don't feel like it, but then you're going and I'm kind of lazy, right?
I know.
Then once you start, you know, it just takes the first, let's say, 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you're in that zone right now, right?
Yeah.
And then before you know it, it's an hour or an hour and a half later.
Yeah, you feel amazing.
And you feel refreshed. You feel, I mean, yes, you don't feel like going to bed anymore because you got all
like,
that energy.
I know. We've been working out at like 10 o'clock at night and stuff. So.
Yeah. But you feel good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Like, I, you know, for me, I think of it as, you know what? It's a therapy session at the end.
It is.
And I think everyone needs a therapy session.
I know, right? It's whatever therapy works for you.
Absolutely.
And that works for us.
For sure.
I mean, and the other thing is doing it together, right?
Yeah,
I feel like we're strengthening ourselves together.
We are. And there's a lot of laughs, a lot of giggles.
There's a lot of laughs.
Right? So, I mean, it's a fun atmosphere.
Yeah,
you
like
know
we
what I
pump
mean?
Up the music.
Yeah.
It's like a date night almost. So for busy parents or
who don't go out on dates much.
We never go out on dates pretty much. It's like hardly ever.
Right.
Like maybe our birthday.
Yeah.
Maybe. We don't go out too much, just us two. So, I mean, I think that's also like the beauty of working out together with your partner. Even if you don't have kids, it can be like a quality time, but especially if you have kids, because then you don't get out much.
For sure.
So, if you're not getting out much, you can just work out and you don't need
it. May not look like quality time or feel
but
the start.
It is.
But then,
I mean, if you're an hour every day spending time doing something physical, because it is also, I think, working. Working out brings you closer.
Right.
Working out together, even if you're not doing the same workout.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe you're doing the same workout. That's fun too. But we usually don't do the
same
workout.
But then we get together at the end. Let's say stretching or maybe abs. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's when we meet.
So when we're like, yay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk more about this. What about pushing and not pushing too much? So this is something I think happens with friends, with couples, with anyone who works out together and is holding each other accountable. You know, when one is like, come on, let's do it. And the other is like, I really need a day off or something like that. Or I really want to eat whatever, McDonald's today. So I think sometimes in a romantic relationship, it can be hard because if someone's like, don't eat that. And the other person's like, what? Why are you telling me that? Because it can become like a trainer kind of thing. And I'm always like, oh, be like my trainer. But then do I really want that? Do I want you to be like, don't eat that? Like, what do you think about that? Pushing or not pushing enough? Sometimes I think also you'll be like, oh, I don't feel like working out. And I'll be like, yeah, I don't feel like working out either. Right. Like, and maybe I would have, but I'm like, now I feel off the hook. What do you think about all that?
That's right. Well, to be honest, I kind of like the pushing, right? I don't think there is too much pushing.
I'll start pushing.
I don't think so. Yeah. Because, well, again, I mean, people who like, you know, who will only get motivated by that, that's why they go to a personal trainer, right? Because I think they give them that push and they want to keep that push, right? Does it make a difference if it's your husband
or your wife? I think, like, when it's
wife?
Someone you're with, isn't it harder?
It might be awkward at the start,
because
right?
you're not hiring that person to
you're right.
push you.
Well, maybe we can, you know what
we
I mean?
Should. I feel like I want it also.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you do feel more accountable if you paid money. So I don't mind if you did pay me some money and I'll push you even harder.
Okay, I'll start paying you money to tell me not to eat McDonald's.
Nah. But I mean, no, it is different. You know what I mean? It is different.
Yeah.
Hearing it from me rather than hearing it from a personal trainer. But it's better to have it than I think not have it at all.
I personally like it.
Yeah.
I just think it could maybe cause problems. I guess you have to talk about it with your person.
Well, I guess you're testing your relationship also at that point, right? How far can we push each other?
Oh, boy.
Who's going to go out the door first?
That doesn't sound good.
But it's a great test.
Okay, is that what we're doing? Good.
It's
okay.
A great test.
Okay.
So, I mean, someone might get pushed out the door.
Okay, so aside from all that funniness, I think...
I don't think it's going to happen, though, but don't push it too much. I think
you will find a balance.
I
think, number one, you have to discuss it, maybe. Like, we're discussing, oh, I want to be pushed. Yeah, I want to be pushed.
So we did by asking each other to hold each other accountable.
Like, I've said to you many times, like, can you just pretend to be my trainer and be like, why haven't you lost that weight that you said you
Right. Yeah, I mean, we do, and we have taken before pictures. We haven't gone to the after yet. Yeah,
we've done the before pictures a few times, and then why don't we take our after?
We haven't taken after.
We've gotten to after at times and not taken
But we haven't taken the after pictures.
We need to do that.
But we do because when you have a personal trainer, some of them would do that, right? They take your before, and then they take maybe your mid, and then after. So we treat it the same way as well, right?
Yeah.
And I personally like it a lot. And I
do too.
And it does get me to work out more. Once again, especially if we don't have the time to actually go to the gym.
Yeah.
So 10 o'clock it is, right?
10 o'clock at night, we're in the gym.
But it's great. I enjoy it.
I think making it like a habit is good. Like it's like, okay, every night after we put him to bed, we're going down.
Right.
Like rather than just like, well, we'll figure out a time.
That's right.
But when we don't do it at that time, I usually try and say, are you going to go work out? And you say, oh, why don't you go do something? You know, even if it's not together, just like being there and saying, I know you want that. So go do it.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep. And it kind of like finishes the day off in a perfect way where you've started it off by eating
having
or
our
drinking.
Green juice.
Well, and then now you've ended your day by your final workout. Right. And obviously maintaining the good eating throughout the day, you'll feel really good at the end. And I think, you know, once you keep that going, it will become a habit, right?
Yeah. So we talked about goals, different goals. I think it's interesting to talk to your partner about all your goals and dreams. And you know, I'm always going around telling you all my crazy dreams, like I want to become a figure skater and all this. And, you know, and you tell me some of your goals.
Right. I just want to be buff.
Right. You want to be buff. I do too. I'm
a
with
six
you.
Pack.
Me
and,
too.
Yeah. And, I'm with and you. To be buff.
Okay. Just to like tell you my dreams, my goals, you tell me yours. And then we know what to look out for, like what to hold each other accountable for. Like, oh, okay, you want that? Well, let's do this together then.
Right. And we give each other ideas on how to attain those goals.
And also, even in the gym, we give each other ideas. Like, I'll be like, what did you do for back here? You know, I can't think of a third exercise in our gym here.
Right.
And you're I did this cool cable thing. And I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Well, because sometimes you're working on a different muscle than I am.
Yeah.
Right? Or sometimes you're just doing cardio and I'm doing. Yeah. I'm just admiring him
doing weights while I do
it. Yeah, we try to align the weights together, right? Because maybe you'd be doing cardio first and then I do, let's say, I don't know, buys and tries, but then you don't want to do buys. And then once you've done your cardio, then we do our triceps together.
Yeah.
Right. So we try and get, you know, similar or the same muscles at the same time, because once again, she's got her own ideas. I got my own ideas. Her ideas maybe aren't for bulking. Mine are. So she would, you know, I'd give her some of, you know, what would.
I do some of your stuff, but some of my stuff and. Just having the flexibility, like you can work out with your partner, but not do the exact same workout, right?
Right.
You can share some things and then, and also of course there's spotting. Like if I were going for, I mean, we're not right now, but if we were in some heavy duty, like squat rack or something like that, and I needed help with like a big lift or something, you'd be there for me. That's nice too, if you're going heavy in the weights.
Right.
Or even if you're going running outside or something, it's so fun to have a partner like just with you. Like, let's go for a run. We got to do that in the summer.
Yeah.
And I guess it goes beyond fitness, like just finding goals and strengthening your relationship through kind of like helping each other get to those goals. Like I think you start with fitness maybe, but it can
lead
to other exciting things, right? Like we've had lots of goals in our life and I've been like, oh, you should go for that. And you've been like, you should do that. How are you going to do that? You know?
Right. Well, you also, you know, sometimes the workout actually goes by much faster the time.
Yeah, that's
because, you know, we find ourselves like discussing other, you know, what happened throughout the day and what are we going to do tomorrow while we're working out, right? So it's not just time to work out, but it's time to talk, right?
Yeah,
so you spend that time together. And it is, again, it is therapy in every way, right? So it's a body therapy, it's a mind therapy.
It's a relationship therapy. It's everything,
So it does bring us together much closer, right?
Because I truly believe, like, when you're sweating and physical and, like, doing heavy lifts and cardio and everything, I feel like even with people I worked out with in my studio, my students, I feel like you develop a certain bond with people when you're around them working out, working towards that goal together and just endorphins flying and everything. Like, don't you think? I feel like it strengthens any relationship if you can go do some heavy duty workouts with your person.
Right. especially when the right music is playing.
Yeah, right? What's your favorite music to work out to? Because I know we have very different taste.
We have totally different tastes.
I like to try and put something you like on sometimes. I don't usually. But
now,
what is
mine?
It?
Well, it's different. Like, I don't like the hardcore heavy metal to get me to work out. Mine can be just as simple as Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
That would really get
you
me
like
to lift
Ed
heavy.
Sheeran?
Well, I'm just saying as an example, right? Like, I don't need heavy.
I know. You know what? Will told me he was in, what was that story about you in the gym?
Which one? With
the, and you had some like.
Oh, I had a romantic song. I think it was Callum Scott, right? and he's got this, you know, that one song, right?
I know it.
And what was the story? I forget.
I don't know. You were listening to some like sappy music while lifting heavy.
Right.
And then someone was asking you. I don't know. Anyways,
I know there was something.
You listen to very different music. So I gotta like blast some
hip hop or
right? Oh, that's what I like. Yeah. But what should I blast for you?
Rap.
I often wonder, because I usually put the music on. I am usually in charge, and I put my music usually. But yeah, I should think about you. What?
I mean, for me, music to work out to, it could be just any music that just, you know, that reminds me of a good time.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a workout music, you know, to work out to.
No.
Right. As long as I'm in the zone, you know, in a good place,
it
can be a very relaxed, romantic
song. Oh, you like your Arabic music.
I do. I listen to a lot of Arabic
I
music.
I walk into him working out and I'm like, oh,
and it's a romantic
other,
Arabic song, but then I'm lifting heavy weight to that. Yeah. No, I'm not your average, you know,
get the
music. Yeah.
You know, You're not your average.
No, it just, well, because it just, to be honest with you, I need a clear mind when I'm working out.
Okay.
And I find for me, it's just a personal thing that when I listen to upbeat, extremely, you know, fast music, I'm just getting a headache at that point, right?
Yeah.
And I don't feel like working out, but I need to be, you know, I need to be relaxed. And I find that music, you know, I sing along with it and it's... You know, and I get to work out longer, right?
Yeah.
It's the other fast music, I'm done my workout in 20 minutes, and it's like, okay, great, all right, what happens?
Yeah, yeah, it makes you nervous, that music. Yeah, I like hip-hop.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Obviously, it does, yeah. But most of my time is relaxed music, you know?
I can't work out to that stuff.
But not just music. Like, I don't need to hear the water, you know?
No, I know. It's certain.
Certain music.
Yeah. Yeah. And we got the Peloton years ago, and that was like amazing. Will actually gave it to me for my birthday. Now, a lot of people would be mad at that, you know. Now, it was like the best present I've ever gotten in my life, maybe.
Mm.
You know, some women would be like, you gave me a Peloton. Like, even there's ads for Peloton like that, and people are having issues with it.
That's
or something.
Right,
wow. Yeah. Mm. Anyways, I thought it was like the most amazing. Well, you know me, I'm into fitness. I love fitness. I had to stay home and work out at that point because I had just had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, this is amazing. I had never done spinning before in my life. And I was like a total addict right away. Right. And still am. Mm-hmm. How many years into it?
3 years. No, 3 years. Was it? Or two, maybe two and a half?
Three. It feels like about three.
Well, we got it right before the shutdown, right?
Right. It was perfect timing. It was crazy.
We got it in November, right? And they shut us down in March.
Yeah. So that's been amazing. We've both been on it pretty much almost every day. I'm on it more than you, but you do it as your cardio, which is amazing to just have like a cardio thing you can go to in your home, I think. Because I love the gym, but I love to just like, I can just go down and do cardio anytime in our house, which is beautiful. So to have something like that and actually use it is an amazing idea, especially as a couple, because you can both get use out of it. It's not just one person or whatever. What else helps us with our
We also track our progress, right?
Yeah, so, that's really awesome. Like, I'm very competitive on there.
Yeah, so we keep that. So we have our own calendar that tracks both our progress. We count the days.
Our calendar.
Our own calendar,
I thought, like,
right?
The Peloton.
Oh, that too.
Peloton leaderboard. I love that.
Yeah.
But yes. Okay. So we just recently started our own calendar. I used to do this on my own.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now we're doing it together as a couple, and we have like a color-coded system, and we write in like when we get our cardio, when we get our muscles in, when we get
So if we do both, we get a happy face.
Right.
Well, my face, the ones I get are normally sad faces because I don't normally get my cardio done. So it's only just the weights. So it's
half. There's no sad.
Half. Yeah. So I don't get the full smile on the face that she draws for me.
No.
But whenever I get my cardio and my weights in one day, then I get a big, fat, happy face.
Yeah, give them a happy face.
Yeah.
I think that's useful. Like, I really like seeing, like, a million days where we've marked in, like, yes, we did it consistently. Even right. if it's not every day, but, like, you start seeing a pattern.
I think it
like,
helps
oh
a lot. You're like, yeah. oh, my goodness, I've actually done that much?
Yeah, well, it's like children with the sticker reward system. So it's the same thing for adults. I mean, I think it really helps, and it's just a smiley face. But then you go and you look at that calendar, and you're like, oh, my God, I worked out all month consistently, right?
That's right. And then you go back and you say, oh, my goodness, I can't believe I never or I let myself go and not, let's say, work out for a week. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be weird. It's like, oh, my goodness, there were a few days there that. Yeah. So I like that accountability, too. That's like extra accountability. And doing it as a couple is really fun. And it's not just you secretly scribbling it down in your book. You have this calendar up on the wall
that everyone can see.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, anything else you want to say about couples?
I think I've said enough. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so what are your goals coming up in the next, I don't know, 3 months or so? What do you think you want to work on the most?
Well, so cardio isn't my best, you know, I don't like cardio that much. And so my goal is to like it more than I like it now. Yeah. And I think it's going to be a slow slow progress, but better than no progress at all. So I do cardio maybe twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to increase that to 4 times a week, let's say, right? So I want to work on that part. So that is one of my...
Get some more smiley faces on there?
More smiley faces. Yeah, I mean, weights is one thing, but I want to I want to get used to cardio, right? I want to like it. So that is my goal.
Yeah,
I don't like
nice.
It. And I'm trying to like it. I used to like it back in the day. I used to always run and I used to always bike. But I think cardio for me, it's we grow apart, you know, if we...
If
we're not consistent, right? Yeah. If I'm not consistent with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd like to go back to that.
And I tell you, like, I think you think, oh, I... Like, this is one of my secrets. With cardio, as much as we don't want to sit on the bike looking at our phone, okay, that sucks, and you don't get as good a workout. But I tell you all the time, I'm like, you know what? If you feel like you have a lot of work to do or you have a lot of stuff you need to do, just get on the bike, and maybe you don't get such a great workout, but you get on there, right? And look at your phone and do your work and be on the bike. And then it gets you on there. And then you put the phone down. And then you get a little better workout the next day. And then you put it down even more the next day. And then one day you don't even want the phone. You just want to work out and kill that leaderboard on there and all that.
Right.
So I think sometimes things like that can help people, just kind of tricking themselves into like, you know what? I'm going to sit here doing something on my phone right now for 20 minutes anyways. Why don't I just go down and kind of pedal, do a little something.
Right.
A little something, I think, is better than nothing.
Right.
Right?
That is absolutely
and right. It kind of tricked me into getting onto the bike for longer periods of time. I'm like, okay, I could do all my email work while on the bike. And then at one point I was like, I don't want to even look at my phone. I'm so into the bike. It kind of gets you on there.
Right. And I kind of, not that I'm advertising Peloton, right?
I kind of am because it is
awesome. It's great. But, you know, I like to compete. I like to compete against myself and my own record.
Yeah.
So which it's got that in it, right? So you get to, you know, you look at your past accomplishment or your record and you just want to beat that. And I don't care about beating anybody else, but I care about beating my own record.
I care about all.
It's always a personal, you know. A personal thing for me that I would like to always beat my previous record, right? So it's a personal growth. Every now and then I would try and beat someone on the leaderboard. But most of the time I just focus on me and what I did yesterday and I try and better that.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I can't beat myself though because I have some high score. For some reason I was good at one point and now I'm not.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I focus on beating others on the leaderboard. Which is awesome. And let me just talk a little. I know we're going off onto Peloton, but that's okay. We could have talked about Peloton the whole time really.
Yeah,
I have
a lot
to say. What I find about the leaderboard is it's not that I'm like, oh, I'm going to crush everyone. Well, sometimes I am, but usually it's just that if I was slacking off and I see, oh my God, if I just go a little more, I will go above that person there, then I will. And it's crazy because it's like the sticker thing. It's like it means nothing, but it means something. And so it does kind of force you to like,
Well, and most of the time it is kind of a competition between you and the closest person to you.
Yeah.
You always want to be above them, and then they always want to be above you. And then it ends up being that race.
Yeah, and I just want to thank them at the end. I want to say, like, thank you. You made me get an amazing workout in. Like, you pushing me, pushing you, caused us both to get the best workout ever in, right? I like that. And that's what can happen with partners, right? You don't want to be too competitive with your partner, obviously, and you might have totally different goals. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, even you and me, we lift different amounts of weight. Like, you lift a lot more weight than I can lift, right?
Right.
And so it's not a competitive thing where it's like, I want to lift more than you ever. No, no. Although maybe some people might have that. For me, it's not my goal. But if someone's with me, I will lift more.
Right.
If someone's not with me, I might just be like, I'll just do this or do less or skip a rep.
Or, exactly.
You know, or like, and set. I feel like if we're together, I'll be like, no.
Because it doesn't matter what we're doing. It's like, have you done your three sets?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you done your three sets?
Okay. Did you go up in weight?
Right.
Did you, you know,
so
try your hardest?
Yeah.
You know?
So it could be totally different exercises, but then you've done your three sets. I've done my
did
three sets.
Did you do it? Did you get all the exercises in, or did you just walk away? And sometimes if you walk away, I'll be like, oh, did you do enough?
Yeah.
You'll be like, maybe. But and it's the same with cardio. Like, maybe I get off the bike if I'm not with someone there. But if I'm with someone, I'm like, okay, I'm doing my 20 minutes. I'm going to be done into what you know.
And how many times have I said to you, I don't feel like doing, you know, the bike tonight.
Yeah.
And then you're like, just
get
it done.
Get on there.
And I'm like, oh my gosh.
I'm going to do weights.
At the end, I'm like, thank you for letting me do it because I feel much better now. Because
you always will feel
And I wouldn't have done it if you hadn't told me to, right?
Right. It is magical. It's great. So I would totally recommend it. Would you recommend it?
100%.
Partners, significant others. Obviously, you could also do this with friends.
For sure.
It's a little different because you're not usually living with them. I will be having a whole other episode about accountability partners in friends coming up fairly soon. So check out that. But this has been Partner Fitness. Mm-hmm. And also, we have a bunch of videos on YouTube of...
All right.
Of us trying new those, you know, partner...
Oh, the yoga
challenges,
the yoga positions.
All the positions.
Right.
So check those out if you haven't seen them. It's a lot of laughing. We managed to not laugh too much through this. I'm proud of us.
I know.
I don't know.
There's not going to be much.
We were really serious about this topic. Okay, before I start laughing too much, let's sign off. Thank you so much for being here with me.
No problem. Well, thanks for having me.
Found it some was... time to do this.
Yes, we did. I could have been working out.
We're going to go work out.
All right. Soon. See you guys.
Thank you.
No problem.
Bye. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Loving Yourself Fit podcast. If you loved it, help us out and leave a like, a review. It goes a long way here on iTunes. Definitely tell your friends about it, and see you next week. Same time, same place. Loving Yourself Fit Podcast.